Public hearings begin this week on proposed rules and deadlines for closing Duke Energy's North Carolina coal ash sites. WFAE's David Borax has this report.
In December, the State Department of Environmental Quality issued draft classifications for the state's 14 coal ash sites, labeling about two-thirds high or intermediate risk. Hearings around the state this month will lead to final ratings. The ratings determine whether Duke can cap ash in place or must move it to more secure locations, and the deadlines. Coal ash, the residue from burning coal, contains toxic heavy metals which can contaminate land and drinking water. Catawba Riverkeeper Sam Perkins says ash ponds along the Catawba are especially worrisome, including the Allen plant in Belmont and the Marshall Steam Station on Lake Norman. He wants the coal ash relocated.
These are large sites, and there are a lot of people that are affected, and of course a lot of people downstream who depend on the drinking water intakes who could be affected if these were to fail at some point.
14 hearings are planned around the state beginning Tuesday for the Riverbend, Wilmington, and Asheville plants and the Dan River site in Eden, where 39,000 tons of coal ash spilled 2 years ago, triggering a public outcry. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax in Charlotte.